pressure than the next bitch. No need for you to ever sweat the next bitch. With speed, I make the best bitch see the exit. And then you gotta know you're thoroughly respected. By me, you get the keys to the Lexus. But no driving, got your own 96 something. The ride and keep your ass tighter than Versace. That's why you gotta watch your friends, you got to watch me. They connive and shit, first chance to crack the bank. They'll try me, all they get is 50 cent francs. And papayas from the village to the telly. Time to kill it on your belly, no question. I want black chicks between my sheets, Vanessa.
Oh, baby, y'all gonna feel this one. Welcome back to Coco Yaps, where healing looks like a breakdown, a bad haircut, and possibly a bail bond. Because today, we're gonna talk about it. The first step to healing is crashing the fuck out. Let's go. Everybody wanna talk about healing like it's cute. Like it's just journaling, yoga, Pilates, and drinking water. Nah. Real healing starts with you laying in bed, eating hot Cheetos, listening to Summer Walker, and blocking people mid-sob. Sometimes it starts with a full-blown breakdown in your car at 2 a.m. You ever cry so hard your phone face ID don't recognize you? That's the real start of healing. Let's be honest. Some of y'all ain't go to therapy. You just dyed your hair red, booked a trip to Miami, posted a thirst trap, and told the group chat, I'm back, bitch. You're not back. You're spiraling in a Fashion Nova romper. And that's okay. Sometimes you gotta crash, cry, and call your ex just to realize, damn. But you know the beauty of the controlled collapse? Look, I'm not saying ruin your credit, quit your job, key his car. That's not healing. That's a felony. But sometimes the breakdown is the breakthrough. That messy middle part, that's where the lesson hits. You have one embarrassing, crying selfie, and suddenly you journal like Maya Angelou. You ghost everyone for 3 weeks, and suddenly your skin's glowing, your peace is up, and your standards are high. Healing starts when you stop pretending you're okay. You're in luck, because here's Coco's crash out commandments. Here's the deal. If you're going to crash out, crash with intentions. 1, cry ugly, but moisturize after. 2, block them, but don't unblock just to see. 3, which is my favorite, drink tequila. Don't text him. 4, quit the situationship, not your job. And 5, if you cut your bangs, I'm praying for you. This isn't about being reckless. It's about releasing the fake I'm good energy and letting the real feelings out. After the crash comes clarity. Once you crash, sis, once you really sit in your feelings without distractions, the healing actually starts. You start seeing people for who they are. You start seeing yourself for who you always been. And baby, once you heal, you don't crash, you glide. But that's the first meltdown. That girl, what is wrong with me moment? Yeah, you needed that. So if you're out here spiraling, crying, breaking down in Target while holding a bag of Doritos, don't worry. You're not crazy. You're just healing. The first step is to fall. Honey, just don't stay on the floor. Thanks for tuning in to another messy episode of Coco Yaps. Follow, rate, share, and tag your friend who mid-crash but cute about it. Till next time, stay unhinged, but make it holy. You already know what it is. Bye.